for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Months later, when she was at the dermatologist with Tom, they were talking about doing a surgery and discussing the surgical options that were available. And they were kind of moving it around to kind of examine the melanoma. And it literally popped off and fell out of his arm.
Oh.
And they said, "We've been doing this for 20 years. I'm so sorry. We've never, ever seen this happen. Is he taking something? Is he putting a cream on it? What's going on?" She said, "No, I've just been giving him these mushrooms and, you know, that helped the immune system."
This doesn't make sense. He goes, "Let me get my ruler." So he gets his ruler and he's like, and he scratches his head. He's like, I was like, "Doc, is everything all right? You're starting to scare me." He wasn't. I knew what was happening, right? And I was trying to keep the smirk off my face. And he goes, "This can't be." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "Oh my gosh." He goes, "Your tumor under your tongue shrank 50%.
Boy, it's so inspiring to see the handiwork of our Heavenly Father in his creation. Add to this the folks who are working behind the scenes to show his handiwork in a simple product that is healing so many people and animals around the earth. You don't want to miss this amazing update from Chris Ericks and Kristen Ludlow on how so many people have been changed since our last interview in December of last year discussing LTPetClub247.com. Stand by for some tears, folks. It's amazing. It's exciting. We've had an amazing adventure since our last interview in December. Many of you reached out to them from LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. You click on that, you can reach out to them, talk with them, and it's just been an amazing journey. We've had many conversations prior to this interview, and many miracles have happened, and I'm just so appreciative of you, your product, and everything that you guys represent. Our part of our update, we wanted to start off with just a testimony of how things have been playing out for you. I think Chris wanted to share out first, if you would.
Yeah, thank you so much, LT, for everything that you do. And you look great and just blessed and humbled to be back here. But man, do I have an update for you guys. So, you know, you heard me talk about my homeopathic doctor in Arizona, right? So, the one thing that I never did was I never went back to my oncologist and talked to him after my homeopathic doctor. So I was like, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I go back to my oncologist 6 months after? However, what I'll do is I'll get a scan, not from their hospital, but from the outside, follow me? So that way I can control it. They don't control it. And then what I'll do is I'll set up an appointment. He'll bring me in, and then he can read it, right?
Right.
So that's why I did. I called him up. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "This is what I like to do. I feel like my tumor shrunk, and I would like to get a reading on that from you." So I had to get a letter from him to allow me to get a scan, right? And I had to get a head and neck scan. Or a chest scan. He wanted both. I don't know why both, but he wanted my chest too, I guess, to see if it moved or if it metastasized anywhere else. And so I go there. I get it done January 8th. So our interview was a day before my birthday, December 12th. I'll never forget it. This was January 8th. So, well, a month later, pretty much almost, right? And I walk in and the nurse, who I know because I was at a meet and greet at one of my friend's art gallery months before, we met one another. And she's a patriot and she knew who I was and baby Trump. And so when I walked in, she knew I was against chemo. I was against radiation. She knew right away. So when she saw me, she's like, wow, you lost a lot of weight. I said, yeah. And we started talking and she said, what are you doing? And the first thing out of my mouth is I saw a homeopathic doctor and I started taking mushroom tablets. And she said, really? And I had them with me. I took them out and I showed her. I said, I take 5 in the morning and 5 at night. In 3 weeks, my tumor shrunk 33%. And she was like, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, and then I found out that it really shrunk and that I was told that I no longer have cancer. And that's why I'm here, because I want you guys to see it. And she's like, really? And I said, yeah. And I think I was blowing her mind, and she's never had a conversation in all of her medical experience like this, right?
Right.
And I said, she goes, well, are you prepared if he tells you you need to do chemo or radiation? I said, yeah. She goes, you look great. I said, well, thank you. And so he walks in. I give him the disc, and he puts it in. Same thing. We talk, him and I, we have a conversation. He didn't know anything about the mushrooms, so I started educating him on how I found out about it, told him it was the number one cancer cure in Japan. And what was crazy is he never heard of it. And his wife, he was the surgeon for her breast cancer, okay? So right. I was like, wow, never heard of this? He goes, no, never heard of this. So we were talking. And as he was looking at the screen, he kept like getting closer and like squinting. And I said, I thought he was falling asleep on me. I said, you okay? And he goes, yeah. He goes, this doesn't make sense. He goes, let me get my ruler. So he gets his ruler and he's like, and he scratches his head. He's like, and then I was like, Doc, is everything all right? You're starting to scare me. He wasn't. I knew what was happening, right? And I was trying to keep the smirk off my face. And he goes, this can't be. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, oh my gosh. He goes, your tumor on under your tongue shrank 50%.
Oh, wow.
And I said, wow. And then he was talking about my lymph node. He goes, your lymph node shrunk. Oh my gosh, it's like 5 by 4. And I said, yeah. He goes, and there's no cancer in there. I said, I know. He goes, this is remarkable. I said, this is unbelievable, right? He goes, Chris, you don't understand. Like, I've never seen anything like this. And so it was only me and him. And I said, well, you told me afterwards you were going to do a diagnosis after you saw my scan. Do you want to do the chemo radiation to get that tumor out that's under my tongue? He said, nope, keep doing what you're doing. I said, well, the only thing I'm doing, Doc, is the mushrooms. And I wanted to hear him say it. You know what I mean? Like, just keep doing it. And so we did. He goes, I'll see you in another 6 months. So February, March, April, May, June, July, I'll go in again, you know, to do another scan. But what's crazy is to have a Rockefeller doctor, if you would, right? One that's been indoctrinated, to actually see it with his own eyes. And then he can't turn it around, because what he's seen, it's very hard for him to believe.
Right.
And so we walk out. I walk in front of him, and the nurse is there, and she's like, well? And I said, Doc, that was unbelievable, right? He goes, no, that was remarkable. And she goes, so what do you want him to do? He's like, he's going to come back in 6 months with another scan. No chemo, no radiation. And she looked at him like, what? And he goes, his tumor shrank 50% underneath the right side of his tongue. And she goes, really? And so when we were walking out, she was just like, she saw a ghost. And I said, I told you. I said, look, I said, when you have God on your side, you don't need a diagnosis. I said, not to be rude, but I knew when I came in here, I told you I was going to find the natural cure. I was going to beat it. I was going to share it with the world. And because of that, last Monday, I had talked to ULT off camera here, and the last time had told you that in 2022, when, believe it or not, I had cancer in my body, I didn't know.
Right.
I was selected for Muscle and Fitness's Mr. Fitness contest, hand selected, ended up in the top 10. Last year, they pre-qualified me. I was diagnosed with cancer. I said, nah, I'm going to bow out. This is what I'll do. I know I'm going to lose everything, which I did. I went from a 48 chest to a 42 chest. But wait, there's going to be something very, very interesting that I'm going to leave with your audience on that. And my arms were smaller. My legs were half the size. And right. As for a bodybuilder, you know that is devastating, right? You spend months, years, decades on building it. That's why it's called bodybuilding. You're right. Building your body. And so I said, oh, I'll beat it. And when I beat cancer, I'll take the contest. Last week, I was with Kristen, Kurt Ledlow, and the co-founders at Pet Club. And that Monday, would you not believe God would have me running for the 2024 Mr. Fitness Muscle and Fitness Contest, hand-selected again, LT.
Wow.
And here's what happened. 3 weeks ago, I went to men's club or whatever it is, right, to get measured. And I said, you know, I'm looking around and I said, you know, I wonder what I am in my chest. I feel bigger. I wonder what it is. So I walked up to the tailor. I said, can you do me a favor? I said, I'm not going to buy anything here. I just want to be honest. I just want to know what my chest is and my arms. So he did my chest. My chest was a 44-inch chest. Now, why is that important? Because 5 months ago, I was 42 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So in 5 months, I grew 2 inches of muscle. My arms look bigger. My upper body, obviously, people will see that. And why is that? It's because of the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. You and I talked about the recovery. We talked about being superhuman in the gym. You know, after a while, when your body's running the way that God intended it to, and if you're feeding it properly with the right nutrition, the right food, but how I explain it to people, LT, is after you're working out or you're in the gym or doing whatever, aerobics, your recovery begins after the gym, right? That's when you leave and you have to eat right, you have to sleep, you have to repair that muscle, right?
Right.
I don't believe that with our mushrooms. I believe whoever's taking these mushrooms, and I've taken video, by the way, that's going to be on my Instagram. I didn't even tell you that, LT, where I'm going to show people how I have my recovery is happening right there on the spot in the gym between sets. And so where it takes somebody one set, I'm doing 3 sets in 1. And not even breathing hard. And lifting a heavier weight each time. And so when you can push your body like that and it recovers faster, then you're going to be able to put size on, build muscle, or lose weight, whatever those three or all three of them. But yeah, it's been an unbelievable journey. I'm so blessed that God would use me as a role model, as a guinea pig, if you would. But I love it. I love telling people when I walk out of the gym, oh, by the way, I beat cancer in less than 90 days. And they're like, what? Like, what? Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, you're not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to look like Toby Keith or O.J. Simpson. How about that? He just passed, right? So, you know, what I'm trying to show people, LT, is that even if you have cancer, like our buddy Dwayne, right? You know, people like him, to show him hope, to show that, hey, look, man, you don't just have to stop here. You keep putting one foot forward, keep moving forward, little by little, and you'll beat it. And once you beat it, then you're going to be a witness, not only to how you beat it, but to God and to how powerful he is. And he's the only healer.
Yeah, it's been amazing since we've had this product, just from on my note, we talked. I just noticed when I took it that I would, I get on the treadmill because I put on a lot of weight because of the doing this type of work. I got away from the gym. And I was able to lose about 25 pounds. My friend saw me last month, and they were just in shock because they said, "Where's LT? Where are you at?" And I said, "This is me. It's, you know, the same guy." And they were shocked to see the change. But I noticed in the gym when I took this that like when I was doing the treadmill, that's how I try to lose weight. I would walk for an hour, try to do 10,000 steps. I noticed I had to keep elevating to 10 on the incline, and I had to go to 6.3, And I was like, wow, I've got so much energy. It feels weird to have to increase the speed and increase the level of height that I'm going up the mountain. And I'm not really getting as tired as I normally am. And so I just noticed that's a big plus. The other thing I noticed is sharing it with friends. One of our friends that happened to get some of the jabs, right? And she took them all, and she's noticed just a slight difference in her body and things that are going on with her because she was always tired and down and depressed. And so I've just noticed in our own way of being able to share stuff with folks, talk to them about this product and more. And we're excited about it. And we've noticed a huge difference. I love reading the testimonials on the show about what has been happening to people that have been struggling for years, 10 years, 15 years with something that's going on with their body. And it's just, to me, interesting that this mushroom is doing such a huge work, and it just seems to be a small pill, yet you guys have done a lot of work to make sure that it works properly, and you're seeing the results. And so, Kristen, I wanted you to talk about that a little bit more, if you can remind us what this product's about and how this has helped so many people. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's so funny because we're so conditioned, especially as Americans, right, to treat all these symptoms and to go to different things for different things that everyone's experiencing for their pets or for themselves. When in actuality, we all, including our animals and us, have a God-given body armor called our immune system. And it is the body's first defense against everything, like small things like common colds and flus and viruses, all the way up to the most catastrophic things that we can experience. It is fully equipped to be able to regulate systems and repair and recover the body and regulate hormones and fight those foreign invaders or any sicknesses that come into our body. But over time, and especially because of our environment and all that is going into our systems and onto our systems and in our water and in our food and in the air, all of that is just compromising the immune system. It's doing the same thing for our pets. It's you know, the poor quality of food, the poor nutrition, it's weakening their immune systems. And when the body's too weak to be able to fight back to its full potential, that's when these different conditions start taking over and a lot of these symptoms start to present themselves. So all we're really doing is just giving people access to what God has already created that's just growing out in nature for us abundantly. We give them access to the most potent strain of this mushroom called the Coriolis versicolor mushroom. We extract it in a really smart and proprietary way where we're able to get all of the components, the polysaccharides and the beta glucans that make it work really effectively. And when we get that into the body, which is just a whole food, it's not a cure, it's not a drug, it's not a medication, it's just a food, that when we feed it to the body for our pets or for ourselves, it supports the immune system and it feeds the immune system. And then the immune system's able to work optimally to its full potential. And that's why we're having all of the incredible testimonials and stories people are sharing with us that really feel like it's a miracle. It's just a beautiful thing to see all that God's doing in people's bodies. But on top of that, there are over 400 studies from the most reputable organizations in the world that all find the same thing. They all have the same results, that when we give the immune system the support that it deserves, the natural support that it deserves, it can do all of these amazing things for the body. So we kind of had to recondition ourselves to stop treating the symptoms and stop treating the conditions and start feeding the immune system. Right. And then let the immune system then go to the source of whatever's creating those conditions or those symptoms in the first place and address it there. And God is so good. It's just absolutely amazing. We have so many people from your community that are reaching out to us since your last broadcast. And you know, it makes me really emotional because there are a lot of people that are struggling and they're hurting. I don't know if you know this, but cancer is up over 3,000% right now in the United States. Right. And not only are the numbers of cancer up, but the speed of it is accelerating. There are now what are called turbo cancers. So what used to take 3 to 4 months is now happening in 3 to 4 weeks. And it's so devastating to hear what people are dealing with and, you know, the fear that they have and the discouragement that they feel in their hearts. And, you know, when you don't feel well, it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to have anxiety over your future. And so as people have been reaching out to us through your show, sharing, we have one lady that had high blood pressure for over 50 years. It's been over 150. After 1 week on our Enforce Plus, it dropped below 120. And now for the last 3 months, it's maintained around 118. And this is a condition she was dealing with for 40 years. We have people whose pets have autoimmune diseases. We have people whose pets have tumors in their bladder, tumors on their necks, cancers all over the place, gum and teeth problems. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Because regardless of what you're experiencing with your own body or what your pet's experiencing, the immune system knows what to do. So people will ask, will it help with this? Will it help with that? And there's really only one answer. Just feed your body what we've seen the study show works, what we've found, what we found in our, what we found in our own pets works, right? What the experiences that we've had, just feed it to the body and allow the body to do what it was intelligently and purposefully designed to do. And you will be amazed at the results. And so it's been absolutely amazing. And we're so grateful that you just care so much about the people that, you know, follow you and the people that are part of your community and that you love them so deeply that you offer them what's best for them and what's best for their pets. And we're so grateful for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We've definitely got amazing folks that we know. And we've seen that you guys, it seems like all of the things that you offer, I just read the stuff below when after they buy it and they talk about their pets, especially some of the changes that we notice. And I think one of the reminders, if I remember right, was some of these folks were told that their dog maybe made it to 7 or 8 years and it's time to say goodbye or whatever. And you were able to have them take these mushrooms. And you said, look, after they started taking them, they were able to live many more years, correct? Is that what was going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We had right at the beginning, 6 years ago, we had a dog named Zenta with an autoimmune disease where she was almost 15 years old. And just so you guys know, the average age of a dog 50 years ago was 17 years old. Today, the average age of a dog is 9. So it's gone down dramatically. So at 15 years old, Zenta was doing pretty well. The average age of a husky is only 12. And her paw pads were peeling off. Her eyes were milky and cloudy. Her fur was coming out in clumps. She was in so much pain, she couldn't even walk. They had to carry her outside to use the restroom and then bring her back inside. So of course, the vet said she's lived a long life. Maybe it's time for her to say goodbye. but they just felt in their spirit, just something was telling them that she wasn't ready yet. Yeah. So they got a couple $100 worth of narcotics and steroids, took her home, tried to keep her comfortable on home hospice, and posted on social media that they were sad to say goodbye to her. And we reached out to them immediately. And we, you know, we were brand new to this mushroom. Of course, we saw the hundreds of studies, but we said, look, let's just give it a try. Let's give her these cookies. They're called the mush puppies. Let's see what could happen. It definitely can't hurt. At least maybe it will just give her a better quality of life, because the vet had given her 2 to 3 more months to live.
Right.
So we got her these mush puppies. She started taking 4 of them a day because she's a larger dog. And 4 days later, they called us. What did you give our dog? Like, oh, why is she, is everything okay? And they were like, she just jumped on the couch. She has not jumped on the couch in 1.5 years. And so we were like, keep giving her this mushroom, keep giving her these mush puppies. And so they kept giving them to her. A month later, paw pads healing in, fur growing back, eyes clearing up.
Oh, wow.
She was walking on her own, going on hikes with them. She lived another 4.5 years. She was 19 and a half years old. We've seen this over and over. People not only getting several months, but several years of a good quality of life with their pets after giving them this mushroom. Horses right. with COPD, horses with Cushing's disease, cats with UTIs and urinary tract problems. I mean, I can just go on and on. And it's so funny because people a lot of times will ask, well, why do you sell human products on a pet website, you know? And that's because, you know, animals don't know what a placebo is. It either works or it doesn't. They right. can't trick themselves into thinking that something's helping them. So when people were seeing all of these results, and then we were linking them with the hundreds of studies that have been done over several decades, they begin to ask, well, I myself had an autoimmune disease at the time. I was 104 pounds. I was having seizures. I was passing out. So I was asking, how can I get this mushroom for myself? And you can eat the treats, by the way, if you want. They are all human grade. But if you don't feel like
Kristen,
eating,
you never ate one, did you? No.
Actually, all of the products have been tested on humans, me, I've tried all of them.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good rule. If it's not something that you're willing to put in your own mouth or eat yourself, I don't recommend giving it to your pets. That's how much you should trust the brand, right? That's how much you should trust the manufacturer.
Awesome.
But I myself started taking the mushroom capsules. I was taking 3 in the morning, 3 at night, the green bottle, the Enforce. And within 5.5 months, seizures gone, passing out, stopped passing out. I put on my weight back on. I went back to the endocrinologist for the blood test, autoimmune marker gone, inflammation levels, which were 522, were back below 1. And they never even found out what it was. I never took any medications. And now it's been almost 5 years. I haven't taken a single medication, not even an ibuprofen or an allergy pill. All I take are those mushrooms. And if I feel a cold coming on or allergies or something coming on, I just take some extra mushrooms, you know, let my immune system do what it was designed to do. So, you know, after people were seeing all these results with their pets, we thought, you know, let's bless people too. Let's get this available for them. So they added it to the website as well. So, you know, people want to not only take care of themselves, but we can be better pet parents as well when we feel better and we have more energy.
That's right.
Mental clarity.
That's a good point. So when you mentioned that you had a lot of folks call in, and you're talking about the folks, especially with And We Know, I mean, you've got a lot going on there. What are some of the things, if you can remember, maybe one that really touched your heart the most? Can you explain one for us, Kristen?
Yeah, one really powerful one was we had a lady that called us. And she was actually a doctor, and she was part of Western medicine for a while. And then, she started learning more and started turning more to natural options. And so she was the one who discovered over 30 years ago that diabetes, that dementia was just diabetes of the brain. It was a type 3 diabetes. She was the one that had discovered that. So she had been working with dementia patients for over 30 years, helping them to control it through their diets and through using natural things. And she knew a lot about a lot of different options that are available, because there are a lot of great natural options that you can take advantage of.
Right.
But about, goodness, I think it was about 6 months prior to seeing your show, she noticed that her husband, Tom, was having like the early onset of dementia, you know, kind of gazing off, not remembering simple things. Like he wasn't really there all of the time. And he also had a melanoma on his arm. And so when she saw the broadcast, she had not tried the mushrooms. So she said, hey, let me try these mushrooms and see what these can do for them. She saw the studies. She understood them. They're very comprehensive studies. So she said, wow, this is really promising. I want to try this for Tom. Originally, her goal was to help with the melanoma because it was growing pretty deeply into his arm. And so she started giving him, he was only taking 6 of the green bottle, which is the Enforce Coriolis Versicolor mushroom, but she was also giving him 2 of the blue bottle, which is a lion's mane mushroom that's called Clarity. And that's for nerve and brain support and also helps with digestive function and weight loss and stuff.
Right.
And so she was just giving him that little simple protocol. And a month later, when she was at the dermatologist with Tom, they were talking about doing a surgery and discussing the surgical options that were available. And they were kind of moving it around to kind of examine the melanoma. And it literally popped off and fell out of his arm.
Oh.
And they said, we've been doing this for 20 years. I'm so sorry. We've never, ever seen this happen. Is he taking something? Is he putting a cream on it? What's going on? She said, no, I've just been giving him these mushrooms. And, you know, that helped the immune system. And so they said, well, the mushroom actually pushed the melanoma out of his arm. So when they messed with it, they loosened it up and it just fell off.
Oh, wow.
And on top of that, about 2 months later, all of her friends started calling her saying, what is Tom taking? It feels like he's coming back. It feels like we have him again. And so what the Clarity did in his case, his own body was able to help with all of the neuroinflammation and the blood sugar levels to regulate those in his brain and actually brought him back out of dementia. His own body did that for himself. Mm. So, I mean, that touched my heart so much because here's a lady that's committed her entire life to helping people with that condition, right, and has helped so many people, but was unable to help her own husband. And by your broadcast and you sharing this on your show, it gave her some hope. She tried it and now she has Tom back. So that's just one of the many, many stories that we're getting from all different types of people with all different types of situation, not only for themselves, but also with their pets. Once they get this mushroom into the system.
Right. It's interesting because you have these different, you know, we look at the different ones that I'm showing on the screen, uh-huh, and you know, you have it's hard for me, like Enforce Plus, Enforce Restore, Clarity. So each one has a different type of the way that it's developed, I guess, is what you're saying. And so when folks go to the website, they can read up on, yeah, on all of the different reasons that it, you know, each one has a different benefit or whatever. But when we go through this, I mean, can you kind of share a little bit more about these mushrooms? Maybe they might have missed the last broadcast and they need a little more info on them.
Yeah, I'd love to. So we chose these specific mushrooms because not only are they all safe for humans, but they're all safe for animals as well. And on top of that, not all mushrooms play well together. Sometimes they'll actually compete with each other. So if you are taking multiple mushrooms at the same time, you want to make sure that they're mushrooms that complement each other and don't compete. So we have the green bottle, which is just the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which helps to support the immune system. The yellow bottle is called the Enforce Plus. That's the Coriolis versicolor mushroom plus a little bit of the reishi mushroom, which is a different type of mushroom. That's okay. Helpful for specifically blood pressure levels, blood sugar levels, regulating those. Then we have the red bottle, which is the Enforce Restore. This is the maitake mushroom. And this has been really helpful for liver and pancreas support. And the reason why we brought this on is because if you look at what's happening in the world right now, liver conditions and pancreatic problems and conditions are up by the thousands of percent. So it's really important that our bodies are getting that liver and pancreas support so that it's detoxing the body properly.
Right, right.
And then the Enforce Clarity is the lion's mane mushroom. And that's great for nerve and brain support. So Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, neuropathy. Also very helpful for weight loss. We have a friend that lost 60 pounds in 5 months. And he did it the right way because it actually, it feeds your bodies and it changes the way that your body processes food. So it does it in a very healthy way. It's not like, you know, those little hacks that you take and you lose all the weight, but then you have all these other conditions afterward, you know?
Right. Right.
So it's a really, really smart way to help retrain your body in the way that it thinks about food and the way that it processes food. Now, a lot of times people will ask, well, how much should I take? Because, you know, there are common things like just your own general health and well-being, but then there are people that are dealing with terminal conditions. And so what we always say is with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom is take the recommended amount is one capsule for every 50 pounds. If you're giving it to your pets, there are suggestions based on their weight. So just do the recommended amount if you want to be proactive and preventative and just keep your immune system supported. So maybe you don't get to the point where you have to make those hard decisions.
Right.
Now, if you are dealing with some health concerns that you're concerned about, like with my autoimmune condition, that's not necessarily life-threatening, but it's a concern. We recommend 2 to 3 times the suggested amount until your body self-regulates. Then you can go back down to the suggested amount. And then if you're dealing with something more catastrophic or severe, like what Chris was dealing with, then we recommend 4 to 5 times suggested amount to start.
Right.
And then you can go down as you get better. The great thing about this mushroom and the hundreds of studies that have been done is it's very safe and effective. It doesn't interact with any medications or treatments. You can't get addicted. You can't overdose. There are no side effects. So it really is just a food that feeds the immune system. So the immune system can then go in and do all the work.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, you guys are just on top of it. You have so many people that have been calling in. You've been helping not only with these mushrooms, but more along on the biblical side too. I mean, this is what it's really all about. And Chris, always excited to hear, you know, what you've been through, your story, and also how you've reached out to people. I mean, we've gotten testimonies even from Dwayne as we talked about him. Do you have anything else to share? Any other story that might have come up for you?
The nurse Yana, for 13 months, she was literally in a prison of emotional hurt, and nobody could even understand her and what she was going through. And she was a former nurse, and her story is powerful, LT. She even sent me a video, which I'm going to send to you. and she was looking for something where she said her brain hurt, like her head hurt all the time, and nobody knew what it was. And she knew it was, they call it serotonin syndrome or serotonin toxicity. And she saw your show, a longtime listener, watched your show with Kristen and I on it, started taking the mushrooms within 3 weeks. She started noticing it wasn't hurting anymore. It was hurting less and less. And she literally reached out to me with a huge email. And then I was like, you know what? This woman's story is so powerful. I need to put her on my show. And I put her on my show so she could tell the story to everybody. And what it did for other people was unbelievable, so godly. Because what we didn't know was there was other people that had the same symptoms but didn't know what was going on. And so because of you having the courage, LT, you and Jamie, you know, saying, hey, you know what? I want to stand behind Pet Club 247 and Kristen and Chris, and I believe in them and the credibility. You've helped out thousands. I mean, it when this is all said and done, it'll be hundreds of thousands, probably millions. Probably people will never, ever meet. Complete strangers. But you know what, LT? One day, you and I and Kristen or Jamie will be in the grocery store and somebody will come up to us and go, you know what? Let me tell you what you did for me. And that blessing, LT, is better than any gift you can ever give anybody, is helping them out. My brother, I'll leave you with this. My brother his cholesterol level was through the roof. Mm-hmm. And he was in Arizona with us talking about it. And I think it was like 132 or 142. He started doing the mushrooms. He started believing in us, just hanging out with us. And he just got his blood test back about a month and a half ago. And it's 117. It's literally normal. It has regulated. And now what it's done is he's like, I want to get off the medicine. I'm like, hold on. Let's wait, you know. But now he believes in it, right? So now he's telling everybody about it. So that's what we have to do, LT, is we have to be like Jesus and just teach others and tell stories and tell our personal stories by us taking it. And with what's coming down the pike, whether it's rabies or X or what, whatever it is, it's going to attack our immune system. And yeah, you better have the armor of God on. That is first and foremost. You better have the armor of God on every single day, but you need something. It's you know, the eclipse. I have a little bit of a head cold. I wasn't there for the eclipse. I had the top down in Florida, but they were chemtrailing. I don't know if you guys saw it, but they were chemtrailing like crazy, especially in Florida.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that are saying they got sick. You know, whether it's a flu or whatever, but you know, if you're not taking those mushrooms, you know, to be proactive, then one day you're going to end up being reactive.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot going on during that. And many were sharing that there's more spraying going on than they'd ever seen that day, almost like they're trying to hide something, but someday we'll find out. But yeah, this has been tremendous. I mean, folks, you can go to ltpetclub247.com if you're listening in. All you have to do is go below the video or the podcast, click on that link, and it'll lead you right to all the products that we're talking about here. They even have coffee. They've got everything for your dogs, cats, horses. And I've just been amazed at what this has done for my own family. I even noticed my blood pressure. I was actually on blood pressure medicine for my life too. And I noticed, since you've been bringing it up, that I don't really take it anymore, because I thought it was because I was walking every day, but my blood pressure dropped to like 115, 117 over 70 to 77 now. And it's been consistent ever since. So probably the mushrooms, now that we're talking. So
it's definitely God and the mushrooms. God first and mushrooms second, right?
And so just excited what you guys have done. And appreciate all of your efforts. It's been a long time coming, and we've been dealing with so much in prayer with our own team, hoping to bring the right folks on to help with all of the illness and things that have been happening to everyone, especially with the hospitals and what they've been pushing for the past few years. Many have woken up to what's been going on. And wow, the perfect timing and all this has been tremendous. Anything that you have to close with before we go in prayer?
I just like to encourage people, like you had mentioned, Chris, you know, now's not the time to be afraid. Now's the time to be bold. You know, we can do all things through Christ. He's given us everything that we need. And I know that their goal is, if they can keep the prisoners too weak to climb the prison walls, then they can keep control. And so what we can do to push back is to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen the vessels, to treat the temple that we've been given as a temple, and feed it good foods and feed it the things so that it can work, and we can be the hands and feet of God, because it's hard to step into your calling or, you know, to pursue your purpose if you don't feel well. So just be encouraged. That's all I wanted to share. And thank you again, LT. We appreciate you so much and all that you do for people.
Amen. Amen. Chris?
Yeah, I would say just be the change you want to see in the world. Stop pointing the finger. And look at yourself. What can I do? What can I do to be a better human today than I was yesterday? And what can I do to serve others?
Amen.
You know, you could buy the mushrooms. I keep them, you know, with me all the time. When I'm at the airport, when I'm somewhere, here you go. I gift them, because you know why? What if I change that person's life by just handing that to them? But it costs me $40. What do you do? How many blessings am I going to get?
That's right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. My wife and I have been doing that with the product, and we're watching folks change right before our eyes, and it's been tremendous. So I'm definitely helping other folks out is just tremendous. And I just want to thank you so much. What a great journey. Folks, remember LTPetClub247.com. Check them out. Give them a call. Talk to them. They're just absolutely amazing folks to just help you with your life. I was so glad, Chris, to hear that you connected with Dwayne. Many folks on our show now know what Dwayne went through, stage 3, I believe, cancer in his throat. And you reached out to him. You guys were talking, and just tremendous to have that support for him. And we've watched a just tremendous miracle happen with him also. And day by day, as we continue on this journey on this crazy earth, we have so many positive things to go and celebrate with our Lord and Savior. And so I just want to go to him now and thanks if we can. Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We thank you for this another brief moment in time to celebrate what you've done, how you've directed this company in such a simple fashion of showing them your creation, how it's there for us. We're without excuse in Romans 1. You told us everything in creation shows that your hand, your handiwork in our lives. Thank you that you've talked to Kristen. You've dealt with Chris in his life, shown them over and over again how you've guided and directed their lives and provided them with a platform not only to heal their lives, but to reach out to others and to touch them. What an amazing time to be alive, to be used by you as a voice, as we would hear John say, crying in the wilderness, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," even a greater healing than we could ever imagine, so that we won't experience death. We'll continue to move on to an even better place as we look forward to that time. But for now, we ask for just a hedge of protection be placed around them as they continue to move forward against the forces that want to take our lives away, our pets' lives, take away the joy from us. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength. You've restored our joy through their company. And we ask for just many more blessings on them as they continue to move forward. We are so thankful for you. In the name of Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, LT.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, LT, I want people to know, please call us. Please get a hold of us. We will talk to you. I mean, people are shocked when we pick up the phone, we actually talk to them. We're real. Call us.
Where you're at it, in case people are listening in and they want to write it down real quick. Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, my telephone number is 412-506-1711.
Okay, got it. Got it. All right.
And I'm open 24/7.
Okay, I'll put the box below. Yeah. And so folks will be able to see that. And thank you so much. Been tremendous. Great update here. And folks, we're looking forward to so much more. You guys are absolutely amazing. And we'll talk to you again soon.
God bless. Thank you.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain. Better get on board. It's going to rain.
I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to Majestic, Alaska, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westernum, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. Destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' family charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned award-winning group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me. Listen in on a live podcast recording and have Q&A time and interviews with special guests. So visit andweknow.com and book your trip with LT and the family today.